You know, it's not just the front page. It's all over the inside of the Echo as well. Newlywed charged with trying to kill husband. Oh, no, Sabrina, there's a quote in here from me.
This is Rob we're talking about. He's just a normal bloke. Yeah, no, he can be a bit pompous at times, but I've never known him raise his voice or lose his temper.
I don't know, Dad. He's got his ways of getting what he wants.
Shut up, for heaven's sake, will you?
Any normal woman would have just walked out the door rather than pick up a car, wouldn't
they? Morning, Tom.
All right, Tom. Didn't see you
Tom, no!
The hell was that for?
You do not talk about my sister like that!
At least Anna went to see her on Monday.
Yes, thank goodness you thought of her.
It seemed obvious.
I'm sure they're really grateful.
Well, let's just hope she does a good job for them.
I'm sure she will. Even if it does seem a hopeless case.
It's been a bad business all round. You have my sympathies.
Thank you, Justin.
At least I hear Rob Titchener's out of danger now. The community can ill afford to lose people of his calibre.
And to think I was getting so agitated about my chimneys. So trivial in comparison.
No, no. You're within your rights.
Tony, what if you, me, Tom and Kirsty are the only ones who still think Helen's got a case worth fighting for? Everyone else thinks we're deluding ourselves, that she's only getting what she deserves.
Well, she's never been very robust mentally.
Is it any wonder? Losing poor John while still in her teens.
Yeah, and then Greg. Oh, she's never shown great judgment with men.
You've got to realise a lot of people think Rob is a bit of a hero.
A hero?
Didn't he win the title for Ambridge last season?
Yeah, by not walking. Adam weren't very impressed with that.
Well, it's not just the cricket. Everyone remembers what he did in the flood. And, well, I'm sorry to say it, but in the pub there was a lot of talk about him bravely surviving a violent knife attack.
For God's sake.
It was all perfectly civilised to start with.
And then you mentioned Jack's name.
And it all went terribly wrong, Lillian.
Oh.
Rob was absolutely furious. I've never seen him like that. He's normally so charming.
Well, he is, but he's not a man I'd like to get on the wrong side of.
Injured flood hero joins in community
There are pages and pages of coverage.
I just can't bear that they keep calling him a hero after what he did.
Nobody knows what he did. If we didn't see through him, Pat, why should anyone else?
I clocked him for a nasty piece of work from the start.
Yeah, you made that clear, thumping him at the rough and tumble.
Yeah, he knew I didn't trust him before that. That's why he was so keen to put a big gap between me and Helen.
She's a loving mother to Henry, as far as I can tell. A far cry from the monster that some of the papers were trying to make out.
Helen's my friend.
Well,
it must have taken a lot for her to, you know, stab him. She wouldn't do that, not unless I... Oh, I don't know.
He nearly died, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
And remember what a hero he was in the flood.
I know.
Oh, it's such a mess. Especially when you think how happy they seemed. We all thought Helen was settled for life.
You just don't know, do you? What's going on in other people's lives?
You think Helen's guilty? Well, don't you?
I don't know. What I am sure of is that it's not worth putting our lives on the line for.
Surely there's got to be some justice in the world.
We have to be realistic, Kirsty.
You do believe she's innocent?
Of course I do. I'm just... not so sure I believe in the justice system.
And with Rob Titchener on the opposing side, she's going to have her work cut out.
He's always so plausible, isn't he?
Ah, handsome, charming, used to getting his own way.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen this time.
Yes. For Helen's sake and for Anna's.